Oh, my God. সত্তর সদস্য মহান ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী প্রভুবাদ অনন্ত কৌড়ি বৈষ্ণবিন্দ কি নামাচার্য শ্রী হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি প্রেমিত কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শিবদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গৌ গোপনাথ রাম কুন্দ রাধা কুন্দ গিরিবর্ধন কি জয় বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয় নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয় গঙ্গা মায় কি জয় যমুনা মায় কি জয় তুলসী দেবী কি জয় ভক্তি দেবী কি জয় সমবীত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয় অল গ্লোরি শ্রী অসম্ভব অল গ্লোরি শ্রী অসম্ভব থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মাচ জয় রাধা মাধব পুণ্য বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব পুণ্য বিহারী গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিধর ধারী গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিধর ধারী জয় রাধা মাধব পুণ্য বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব পুণ্য বিহারী গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিধর ধারী গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিধর ধারী যশোদানন্দন ব্রজজনন্দন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজজনন্দন যমুনা তীর বন্ধু যমুনা তীর বন জয় রাধা মাধব পুণ্য বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব ভাষা अनंत गौर वैष्णव की रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री राधा शिवाचार्य गौर कुंद श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपना शाम राधा कृष्ण गुरु गोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। सामने तो भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू गॉड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू गॉड। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
थोड़ी भीतर और पौड़ा भीतर
Parabhusa, not Puri. Yes. Not Puri, Para. Subhadev Goswami was in renounce our life from the very beginning of his life. As soon as he came out of the womb of his mother, he immediately left home. He was within the womb of his mother for 16 years. So, he was in favor of renounce order of life. Sukadeva Goswami. There was no question of his following the other ashramas. Generally, for ordinary man, there are four ashramas. Eight ashramas. For social upke, there are four ashramas, namely brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. This is for spiritual. And for social, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. This is social. division. And there is spiritual division also, because we are a combination of matter and spirit. I am the soul. I am living within this material body. This is actual position. I am not this body. This is the beginning of spiritual education. That I am not this body. One who understands fully, well, that he is not this body, then the spiritual education begins. And so long we are in the bodily concept of life, there is no question of spiritual education. Spiritual education for whom? For the human being. Also very advanced human being, not ordinary human being. At least a civilized human being. Therefore, in the human society, in the civilized human society, there is acceptance of a religious principle. Maybe it is Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion or Buddha religion, but there is some religion. A civilized society is not without religion. Without religion means animal society. The animals, they have no religion. Cats and dogs, they have no church, no temple that they have to go. It is for this human being. Therefore, Shastra says that dharmena hina pasavi samana. Even in the human society, there is no culture of religion, then it is animal society. There is no human society. So the human society should be divided into 8 divisions. That is first class human society. Just like any organization, any establishment, there are division of labor. The directing board, board of directors there are, then the secretarial board, then ordinary class, then menials and workers, there must be division. Otherwise it is chaotic. Nowhere you will find without division it is going on very smoothly. There must be division. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chakurvarnam maya sishtam gunatanmam vibhavasa. It is ordained by God that there should be 4 divisions for the materialistic condition of life and 4 divisions for spiritual upliftment. There must be the Brahmana, Chatubhanna, Mahasishma, Varna means 4 divisions of society. Varna means class. It has been taken now as caste. But actually class. Class, there is not caste. Caste, of course, throughout the whole world, there is no such thing as caste. But anyway, in India, there is caste. But Krishna says that Chatubhanna Maya system, 4 divisions of classes, I have created. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Who is a Brahman? That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Satya, Sama, Dhamma, Titikha, Arjava, Astikam, Jnanam, Vijnanam. so many qualifications required to become a Brahman. Not that because I am born in a Brahmana family, which is discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, that to take birth in a Brahmana family is not all. He must be qualified. Samadhamatitika. That is required. The Indian culture has failed at the present moment because instead of considering the qualification, they accept only the birth in a Brahman family makes a man a Brahmin. No, that is not the Shastric Indian qualification. There must be qualification. So, without such division, therefore there is no such thing as Hindu Dharma. No, there is no such word in the whole Vedic literature. You won't find in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad as Hindu Dharma. There is one word as Bhagavad Dharma. But there is no such word as Hindu Dharma. This Hindu Dharma or Hindu, this is creation by our neighbor, Indian neighbor, the Middle East Mohammedans, they gave the name Indian people as Hindu. Hindu means there is one river, Sindhu. The Mohammedans, they pronounce Sa as Ha. So those who are on the river side of the Sindhu river, Hindu river, they are called Hindus. But actually, Vedic religion is neither for Hindus, nor for Christians, nor for... It is meant for the human being. Vedic literature. So, in the Vedic literature, this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are Vedic literature. So, there is Indian term for observing the rules and regulations of Varna and Ashram. Four classes and four Ashram. Ashrama means where spiritual cultivation is practiced. That is called Ashram. So, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So, Chaturvarna and Chaturasa, material and spiritual. So, Sannyasi is supposed to be the, on the topmost of the human society. Chaturvarna, first four classes, then among the Varnas, there are four classes, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Sannyas is the topmost order of human society. Here, the Sukadeva Goswami, he is a Sannyasi. He is renounced order from the very beginning of his life. He never entered into any ashram or varna. He is Paramahansa. Paramahansa means the topmost among the sannyasi. Sannyasi is the topmost. Among, within the sannyasi, the Paramahansa is the topmost. The sannyasis are also, they are called Kutika, Bahudap, Paribrajakacharya, and Paramahansa. Kutichak means after accepting sannyas order, one has to accept the sannyas order. After Grihastha, there is Vanaprastha, and then sannyas. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. In the beginning, especially the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas, two classes, higher classes, they are to take sannyas at the end. If not, at least the Brahmanas must take sannyas. The Brahmanas have got four ashrams. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. The Kshatriyas have got three ashrams. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. No Sannyas. And the Vaishyas, two ashrams. Brahmachari, Grihastha. Neither Vanaprastha nor Sannyas. And the Shudras, they are simply one, Grihastha. That's all. This is the Vedic order. So, because it is very difficult to maintain sannyas in this age, therefore the sannyas order is completely prohibited. Real sannyas means, here is the description of life. What is that? Chirani kinna patishanti. They have to pick up some corn cloth lying on the street and cover. That's all. Then, this, Vishanti hikshan naivan gripa. Hungry pa. Hungry means legs. And pa means drinking. The trees drink water through the root. That is their leg. Therefore their another name is hungry pa. Pivati, it is pa. And hungry means leg. So different species of life, there is different process of eating. We are eating through mouth. The trees are eating through the legs. This is God's creation. Not that the mouth is only eating vegetables. No. There are other senses, active senses. Hands and legs, tongue, these are active senses, genital, rectum, these are active senses. So, hungripa means trees. The sannyasi should depend completely on God. That is sannyasi. Not that I shall go to a rich man and beg something and take money and utilize it. No, that is not required. Completely independent. Because that kind of sannyas is not possible at the present age, therefore, generally, sannyas should not be accepted. They cannot follow the prohibition. But so far, our Krishna consciousness movement is there. We are not like that Mahabadi sannyas. Our sannyas is completely devote life for serving Krishna. Sannyas means sat nas. Nas means to give up. And sat om tatsa, the absolute truth. So, for the service of the absolute Krishna, we give up our family life. A family life means to give up the whole world. because people are struggling hard just to maintain the family. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nidra yati naptam bobayana so babaya viva karti hayarajam kutumbam bharanino. This is materialistic life. What is that? At night, nidraya, if one can get the opportunity of sleeping 24 hours, he thinks he is very much gainer. Especially on Sunday. So, this is materialistic one too, it is gain. In Calcutta, we have seen, there are office peons. They take letters in peon book. And those who have gone to Calcutta, there is a Dalhousie Square, there is downtown square. They will take the peon book and letter, come to the Dalhousie Square and lie down. And sleep up to 4 o'clock. Then they will return to the office. And if the master asking, why you are so late? No, this man was not there. I could not find. What can I do? I have to wait. But he has spent his time by sleeping. So he thinks that I am getting so much salary. So if I do not work, if I sleep, that is my gain. That is extra profit. So, that is material life. So material life means nidya hyati naptam. At night, they want to sleep as much as possible. Or, those who have got facility, then they utilize sex life. Nidya hyati naptam babayana. Babayana means sex. Boya, in this way, wasting time. The whole 12 hours or 10 hours wasted. And during daytime, viva chaate haya rajam, viva cha hatte yuhaya. Where is money? Where is money? Just like in your country. Then from early in the morning, 5:30, the road is congested. People are going. Working place. Why? For seeking money. Money. Where is money? Jivasa se haya rajan. Then, when he gets money, then spend it for sense gratification, for family maintenance. So, in this way, materialistic person wastes their time. Day and night. So, where is time? Ask any materialistic person, why don't you come to our temple, sir? Why don't you hear Bhagavad Gita? We have no time, because they are wasting time in that. You see? So, this is the materialistic life. And spiritualistic life means that one should be trained up as brahmachari, then regulated life in grihastha, regulated life. Grihastha is not there. Family life is not there. Therefore it is called grihastha ashram. Ashram means this very word is meant where spiritual cultivation is practiced. That is called ashram. It may be household life. It may be renounced order of life, it may be brahmachari, student's life, or retired life. The spiritual culture must be there. That is human being. If there is no spiritual culture, there is not human society. There is animal society. The cats and dogs They had no skills and such. So, in the spiritual culture, the renounce order should be only dedicated for the service of the Supreme Lord, not for taking easy money from others and utilize for self-gain. That is not enough. This is the purpose of this verse. If somebody said that if I do not get some money, then how I shall live? To answer this question, Sukadeva Goswami says that why your answers for your maintenance? What do you want for your maintenance? I want an apartment. I want clothing. I want food. I want water. And so many things that is necessary. Therefore he says, all right, if you want cloth, so don't you find cloth, torn cloth, thrown in the street? Chirani king napatisanti. Don't you find? All right, I can collect, pick up some cloth. That's all right. Then, where is my food? The Sukadeva Goswami said, naivaṁ kṛpā parabhito. Bhikṣāṁ disanti. The trees, formerly trees means fruit trees. They used to go to jungle, means there are enough fruit. Still there are so many jungles. In Hawaii, there are so many jungles. Enough fruit. Mango, papaya, and many other, banana, then pineapple, guava, so many fruits. So, going to the jungle means to be free from food problem. Enough food. And then water. The water is river. That's what he said. Saritopi adushtam. Do you think that all the rivers are dried up? Enough water. Then you may say that I must require some pot to take the water. No, you take water like this. Then what shall I leave? There is a Rudha Guha Kim. Do you think all the caves of the mountain, they are now closed? There are many caves. If you want at all, at a shelter, they already, there are natural rooms, apartments. You can live there. Rudha Guha Kim. And above all, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kim Adhita Abhati no Upasanya. No Abhati. Upasannan. Upasannan means those who have surrendered. Adhita, God's another name is Adhita. A means not. And Jita means conquer. Nobody can conquer God. That is God. God is never conquered by anyone. He conquers everyone. God is conquered by His duty only, not by the demons. The demons are conquered by God. But a devotee can conquer. Ajitopi, jitopi. Although God is Ajita, He becomes Jita, means conquered, by His devotee. That is also stated. Sāne sthita sukhigatāna tanuvāṅga manovi prāyena ajitopi jitappasi stai stilakyaṁ. This process we have introduced, opening center, that is the system of the spiritual. To hear स्थानी स्थित श्रुति गतान कमुआ मनोभ श्रुति श्रुति मीन्स इज हियर ओरल लिसन एवरीवन मे रिमेन इन हिज ओन पोजिशन इट डजंट रिक्वायर टू चेंज जस्ट लाइक वन जेंटलमैन वाज आस्किंग मी whether for spiritual advancement one has to leave in the temple. I say, no, there is no such hard and fast rule that one should leave in the temple. He can leave anywhere. But the spiritual practices should be performed. Krishna never said that you leave in the temple or you go to the jungle or Himalaya. Never said, you will never find in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, Arjuna, that you give up this fighting and go to the jungle or to the Himalaya and become a perfect person. No. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamadha Bhakta Madhijajima Namaskuru. You follow these principles. Always think of me. Manmana madhvaktai bhujam my devotee. Manmana bhavamad madhyaji, you worship me. And offer your obeisances and these four things. You can do anywhere. It doesn't matter. But you do all these things. Lottam Das Thakur say, griheva bonete thako hagauranga bole dak. Either you remain as a grihastha with family, wife, children, it doesn't matter. Or either you live in the forest, then sannyasi, renounce. In whichever position you prefer, you can remain, but do these things. Manmana bhavamad bhakta vajjajima. So, here Sukadeva Goswami advises, this is very important word, Kim Ajita na avati upasanyam. Ajita, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, he is maintaining everyone, yoga khemang bahama, and he will not maintain a person who has fully surrendered to him. Now, how he can? Suppose a gentleman is maintaining so many other children and he does not maintain his own children. Surely he does. Therefore our principle should be we should not think about our personal maintenance. We should dedicate our life for Krishna. And Krishna will take care. That's the reason. Don't be harassed thinking always how I shall maintain. That is not the problem. Maintenance is not problem. Real problem is how we shall be fully surrendered to Krishna. That is what. Upasannan. Upasannan means those who are surrendered. So, if we have fully surrendered souls, then there is no problem for our economic advancement. That is automatically it will be done. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yoga kshemam bahami aham. Tisham nikshari yuktana yoga kshemam bahami aham. He personally takes care. He is taking care of others also. Nobody is dying for want of food. This is a misconception. Everyone is getting food according to his capacity. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of that, 8 million are lower grade life. Fishes, plants, insects, trees, Jalajanavalakthani, Thavarara, Kurumishas. 8 million. They have no business, they have no means of other income. By nature, They are getting there, all supplies. So why not the human being? Even the uncivilized human being, they're living in the jungle. They have no business. They have no source of income. But still they are getting poor. Similarly, why the civilized man should be so much anxious for their maintenance? It is due to lack of Krishna consciousness, therefore they are thinking, how I shall be maintained. The maintenance is already there. Simply, you have to work with it. You just till the ground or the field and sow some seeds, and naturally, in due course of time, one seed will give you thousands. So if you little work, then there is no question of scarcity of pushka. Krishna has given everything. So our main business should be how to develop our dormant Krishna consciousness. That is our first business. Tasyaiva hetav prajati hetav kopi. Everyone should endeavor. We have lost our Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have got so many problems in life. If you revive your Krishna consciousness, all problems will be solved. That is a song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kano mayar base jachya bhese khachya haru rubu hai. Jin Krishna das evisas kolle tvar dukkhane. It is very instructive. But we are being carried away by the waves of this material nature. And sometimes you are drowned, sometimes you are up. In this way, manasasthani indriyani prasidhisthani kasvati. You struggle for existence in this way, in this material world. In this way, you are being carried away by the waves of time. So that is pointed out by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Mayar vase jachya bhis, khachya harudhu. Then, yes, actually, in this present, how to save me? That if Krishna das, it is shaskalya paru. If simply if you believe, this is the fact, to believe and not believe. This is the fact. What is that? I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am eternal servant of Krishna. You simply revive your knowledge. We are not master. Krishna das evisas kalle tvar dukkhane. So if we revive our this Krishna consciousness and engage in the service of the Lord, then there is no more any problem. That is instructed throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita. In many places, in many ways, that you surrender to Krishna. This is the only instruction. At last, it is clearly said, sarva-dharmān parityajya mām ekam śaraṇam. That is clearly said. In another place, it is said, vaivijyesāguṇamai mama māyā dhiratte mām eva japratadvante Mayami Dankaran. The waves of material nature, time, is very, very stringent. Mayadvasa is Jatavasa. And Krishna also says the same thing in a different way. Devi, he, esa, gunamai, mama maya, durutpaya. He cannot surmount the waves of material nature. Pratityakriyamanani, gunaikarmani sarva. Ahankara bhimulatma, kaptaham iti manna. They are being carried away by the laws of nature. You cannot, you are thinking foolishly that you are independent. Everyone is under the stringent laws of material nature. That you cannot have. If I am a young man, I am thinking that I shall not become old man.
Αν θέλει να λιώσει. Δηλαδή πούλησε. Εμά που θα μου πει. Δηλαδή νίκα, άνσα. Τι κάνω να καμπάνε. Similarly, if you think that this is old body, when it is finished, everything is finished. No, it will not be finished. You will have to accept another body. This is materialism. These foolish men, they do not know it. They are thinking that I shall remain in this prosperous position throughout. No, sir. This is not prosperous position. It is all miserable condition. Even if you take it as prosperous position, you will not be allowed to stay. This is material. So this is the problem. But foolish men, they do not know what is the real problem. They are busy in a small problem. The real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. So the opportunity is in this human form of life. So we should take advantage of this human form of life and solve this problem. And it can be solved very easily. That is Krishna consciousness movement. If you simply try to understand Krishna, what is this Krishna? Why he has come down? What is his purpose? What is his life? In this way, try to understand Krishna, and if you are sincere, Krishna will give you intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadami tam dinamam upajanti te. If you try to understand Krishna sincerely, then Krishna will give you intelligence how to understand him. And as soon as you understand him, you are liberated. Janma karma chavi bambe jizana si tapta. Tapta de hang punar janmi. That is liberation. Krishna said, and the process is to know him, not by challenge. Krishna, what you ask, please tell me. Krishna is not your father's servant. You have to become servant, first father. Then Krishna will tell you. It is not challenge. It is my submission. You have to understand Krishna, and it is not very. That submission means manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyadi bhana namaskuru. Therefore Krishna is present here to accept your obeisances, so to accept your worship, to accept, recognize you as devotee. Krishna is there. So follow the principles, follow the instruction of a spiritual master, how to worship Krishna, how to offer him obeisances, how to think of him 24 hours. In this way, if we live very nicely, then time will come, we'll understand thoroughly Krishna, and as soon as we understand thoroughly Krishna, then immediately we are transferred to the spiritual world after giving up this body. Thank you very much.